look in the van on all the young people that would ever travel in it. If something did happen, that we would have permission to get them emergency treatment if we couldn't get a hold of anybody. And so we want to have that on hand for your child's protection and welfare. And so there's a form that you will need to fill out, sign it, and date it, and give us the information that we need for your children to be traveling in the van. I think a lot of the parents are going that have children, so it's probably not an issue on this trip, but it's just a good time to go ahead and get this done. So I had her fill out these forms, and so I'd like to get that and have it in the van so that we've got we're at least trying to do things in a proficient way. So that's it's next Saturday morning, and I think, I don't know, some may be going down early Friday night. I don't know if they'll be able to do that or not. Anyway, and we've got a couple new youth that are turning 13. They're turning of age to be a part of the youth activities with the youth group. That Sister Ariel, where are you at, Sister Ariel? She's already turned. Stand up. Stand up. She's a new member. And then Rachel Stewart, she's turning next month. Is that right? All right, stand up, Rachel. We're glad to see our youth group growing. Brother Blake, stand up. He's next month. 13. Look at all these teenagers we're adding to the youth group. And y'all wait till Spencer gets old enough. Now he'll change things. Yeah, he's already old enough. He's just not of age yet. Anyway, so praise God. I appreciate the youth in this church and what God's doing here. It's good to have Sister Hutchinson back. She's been sick. Thank God she's all right. Back among the living. We're thankful for that. And Brother Fred Stewart, he's been out with double pneumonia. We're glad you're back, Brother Stewart. Praise God. Yes, Sister Smith's been gone for a week. Thank God she's back. Look at Sister Bonnie's grandbaby back there. I mean, he's just grinning like this is all about him. Look at him. Look at, look at that hat he's got on. Yeah, look at he's a dandy. All right, let's have church today. Just let the Lord just let him have his way here today. Let's see what the Lord will do. Meet with us here. Praise God.
King of Kings and praise Him in everything. I want to worship the Lord with all of my heart. Give Him my all and not just a part. I want to lift up my hands to the King of Kings and praise Him in everything. I want to worship the Lord with all my heart. Give Him just a part. I want to lift up my hands, yes, to the King of Kings. Oh, yes, and praise Him. Oh, in everything. I want to worship the Lord, yes, with all of my heart. Oh, everything. Yes, I. Watch out.
Doesn't it? Oh, man. I was hugging Brother Weininger's neck a while ago. He came over and hugged me. He was saying how much he appreciated the Republic people being here, but I told him, I said, Brother Smith, or Brother Weininger, I'm so glad to be here. You know, I still haven't lost that first exhilaration, or whatever you want to call it, when we first come down here, we was working on the church. You know, there was just such an excitement in the air. It just seemed like the whole thing was just electrified. You know, you could just feel it, couldn't you? When you come down here, that work was going on, and there was just so much excitement in the air. I haven't lost that yet. You know, I'm just so thankful. I'm thinking of that song, Bind Us Together, Lord. It takes a binding from God to bind us together. And, you know, and I'm asking God to bind me. No matter, you know, I know you guys have already figured out the bad points about me, but, you know, that's okay. Help me work on them. Help me work on them. You know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be worked on, you know. I want this old hunk of clay of me molded to what God wants me to be. That's what I want. I know I'm standing up here making big boastful statements, but deep down in my heart, I really want that. Don't you? That's why we're here today. We're here because we need something from God. We need something from God. And whatever it takes, just help us, God, aren't you glad you're here? I'm glad I'm here. I am glad I'm here. I tell you, you know, there for a while, you know, I still have problems driving around the area. I've got a GPS, and I usually have to type in the address. If my wife's not in there, I'm just totally lost. Because she knows how to get me around. You know, I told her, I said, you know, I don't know how I made it without you in the van. You know, I said, I'm glad I got that GPS. I can type that thing in there. But I tell you, I'm still excited. I'm still excited. I met some people. When Sister Elsie was in the hospital, I thought, you know, I'm going to find somebody to talk to about God. So anyway, they pushed her up into a room, you know, and so I stepped out, you know, being respectful. I stepped out, and so they unloaded her off in a bed, you know. And so I stepped out, and I was looking out the window down there. And I guess when the nurse come out, she shut the door. But I never opened the door. She was doing anything. I stood out there for hours. And what it was, the nurse just pulled the door behind her, see. And so I stood out there waiting, and I was looking around in the hall and up and down, and here people were just going up and down, and pretty soon there was some people coming out. A lady and her daughter, I think, come out, was talking to this couple, and, you know, they were saying their goodbyes and how good they was to come there, you know, and I thought, you know, this is a good time to start talking to people. So when they left, I went up to the lady and I said, is that your husband that's in here? She said, yes. I said, he's fixing to go in and have a stent done, I believe, in that morning, you know. I said, well, I want to know how he is. And so she said, well, he's done all right. I said, I want to tell you about what happened to me. And I said, I want you to know that God touched me. And I said, you know, I began to tell her all about it. And I give her a card, and I wrote my name down there, and I said, I'm going to call you guys. I never got to meet him that day. I think they was running tests and this and that. But the next day we went back up there. When he come back in, I went in there, and I told him, and I said, how are you doing, you know? And she had called me that night and said he was doing okay, you know, was come out through there. And she said, I am so glad you called, you know. And I said, no. I said, I'm glad I met you, you know. But anyway, I called him again yesterday and was asking him how he was doing. And and just going on, you know, just saying, how are you doing, you know. Just, I want to call and find out how you're doing. And so I'm going to keep on trying that. I'm going to keep on. I was thinking today when Brother Smith was down talking about standards, and we've got to have standards. And then I got to thinking, you know, people has a hard time coming into this and conforming because there is a lot of standards. But I think if we change our attitude about meeting people and being more from the words defined, laid back, but still hang on to our standards and just show them how exciting it is. Isn't it exciting in here? It's exciting. That's what it is. It's exciting. It's not the reason why we wear long sleeves, and it's not that reason why we dress modestly or something. The reason why we're here is because God touches our lives. That's why we're here. Hasn't God touched your life this week? Didn't He touch your life yesterday? What has He done for us? Man, I can tell you He's done things for me that I don't even know about. I mean, I think probably last night when I was in bed asleep, He was around doing things for me. And I didn't even know it. And so I woke up and He had everything all cleared up for me. And you know, I know He don't go around sweeping up all my problems or anything, but He helps me take care of them. He shows me how to face them. And He shows me how to, of course I hadn't done all of them yet, but He shows me how to turn around and look at what I'm dragging behind me. There's a lot of things I'm dragging along. Brother Patton said one time, said God is a junk dealer, trading new for old. You know, He had stuff, old pots and pans and everything on an old truck and driving around and just giving people. And that's what God does for us. He trades an old life for a new life, a renewed life, isn't it? I mean, it's a renewed spirit that is deep down in me. I know one time when I was laying there seeking the Holy Ghost, God done something for me that I didn't even know existed. He placed something down in my heart that when I come up speaking in tongues, I knew there was a change. I was about 12 or 13 years old, or maybe 14, but when God filled me with the Holy Ghost, I knew there was a change in my life. I knew there was. I didn't know how to express it, and I didn't know how to tell people about it, but down in my heart, God pricked something in me that day, and I have never been the same since. God has dealt with me from that moment on. He has done something in my life, and He has change things in my life, and He has gave me a desire to walk and to walk with God in my life. He has done something for me. And so if God has pricked your life with the Holy Ghost, He's going to deal with you, and let him deal with your life, because it will change your life. It will change something in your heart that is for the better. It will give you a reason to live. That's why there's so many people today that is committing suicide. They don't have a reason to live. But if they could just get down and say, God, help me, and God, help me change my life, and give them the Holy Ghost, they would have a reason to live. Because there's a reason to live when you've got God down in your life, in your heart. Isn't that wonderful to have the Holy Ghost dwelling up in your life? Shanda! Oh God, isn't it wonderful? God can touch our hearts. He can do things in our lives that we never know about. He can touch our hearts when we're just so down, and that's what the world is facing so much today is a depression. And if God, if we could only let God touch our hearts and our lives, He can do things for us. But some, you know, so I'm beginning to say, God, my name is Jerry Wayne York. I live at 14521 Horsey Road here in this town. And help me. Come and see me. Tell me, Lord. Tell me and help me. Come and visit me. You know, behold, I want to swing open my doors. Throw open all my windows. And let just open it up and say, here it is, God. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing with it, but I know you can. Hallelujah. I'm just an old hunk of coal. Make me a diamond. You know that song, I'm just an old hunk of coal. I'm going to be a diamond someday. Man, if the pressure stays on us, we're going to be diamonds. I can already see diamonds out there. Man, sparkle. Shine. Let the Lord shine in your heart. I mean, them diamonds is just a rolling around all in your heads. And just let them sparkle out. You know, glory. Isn't God good? Isn't He wonderful? He's graceful. He fills us full of the Holy Ghost, and it just bubbles out and overflows. Man, I tell you, but I appreciate the Lord so much, because I know that He has done a change in my life, and He can do the same for you as He's done for me. I may be a devil tomorrow, but today God is helping me. Today God is blessing me. Because I know that this old mortal body of mine is nothing but sinful. But by the help and grace of God and through the power of the Holy Ghost, He can change me. He can change me. If I let God have His way, if I let Him just touch me. That's why we have screaming fits around here, you know, because God gets a hold of you, you can't sit still. You gotta run. You gotta jump. You gotta holler. You gotta scream. You gotta speak in tongues. Because when that electrifying spirit pops down in you, you gotta go somewhere. Did you ever get a hold of a hot wire? Buddy, let me tell you, you'll wiggle. You'll start moving. Something's gonna change in you. You'll start hollering and saying, I need help. And that's what you're doing. So don't feel bad if God gets a hold of you and you start hollering and a screaming and a shouting and your wig falls off your head. Whatever happens to you, it don't matter. I tell you, because we ain't nothing but just a vessel. And let God use that vessel, don't you think? Glory to God. I'm here to let God work on my spirit today. I'm here. I'm all opening up all my doors and windows. And let Him work on me today. You know, tomorrow I may be a little devil, but today, let God. Today is the day of salvation. So today, God, sanctify me. Sanctify me. But anyway, I didn't mean to take up all His time, but I wanted to express how I feel. How I feel about you people. How I feel about being here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Because I'm glad I'm here. Because and not only because of the place, but because I'm in a place where I know that God can touch my life. Because I know He can. I mean, there ain't no sense in me hum-hawing about it. I can get mad and I can gripe and moan and complain, but deep down in my heart, I know I got to be here in order to overcome. Overcome the things that is in my life. And help and my wife and my grandkids, help them overcome. Because they've got some little bad spirits too. And they need work. You know. But they will. They're getting sweeter than they were. You know, they getting sweeter. My wife is getting sweeter by the day. And so I know it's working on us. He can put a change in us, can't he? He can change me. That's what it takes. He can change me. God never changes, but we are the ones that's got to change. So help me to change. Pray for me that I'll change. If that sorry devil don't change, he ain't a making it. That's what, you know, that's what I feel about it sometimes. But I now think, Lord, help me to change. Give me a righteous spirit. Help me to love my brothers and my sisters. You know, and help me to treat them right and be good to them. Because after all, they're doing the same thing I am. You know, that's what it is. I'm doing the same thing you are. I'm wanting to overcome. I'm like a little puppy. I remember one time when I was a little kid, I had a dog, and I think his name was Oscar. And me and Oscar, we'd run around here and there, and he'd get a hold of your britches legs quite often, but we'd play and stuff. But he got hurt one time. And I went to grab him and pick him up, and you know what that he did? He bit me. Well, you know what that reason why? He thought I was going to hurt him again. He didn't know it. He didn't mean to bite me. Well, I guess he did. He bit me. So I guess he did mean it. But I don't know. He never told me he was sorry after he did it. He never done that. But I do know that I picked him up and tried to, after he seen that I was trying to help him. I think he got the message. And that's the way we are. When we get hurt, we want to bite back, you know. We want to bite. And so, you know, but me and little Oscar, we got along again after that. I know one time my uncle, he said, well, my dad run over his tail. That's what it was. And so how did I get off on Oscar? I don't know. But anyway, Oscar, he had a broken tail, and he was a little bitty dog anyway, but he had a big old long tail, and he was just about this tall. And he'd run under the fence, and that tail would just flop up and down like this, you know. It hit the fence and something. My uncle come around. He said, Jerry, he said, you know, he said, you ought to cut that dog's tail off. Man, I said, no, that'll hurt, you know. And so he kept on. He said, well, look. He said, look, that dog really does need his tail. It's broke, and he can't wiggle it or nothing. And I noticed he couldn't move it. It just hang down, you know. But so, okay. So he said, look, he said, I'll take the chopping axe. And he said, well, but anyway, I won't go through all that. But anyway, we cut his tail off. And so Oscar, he didn't like me for a long time. He stayed away from me. he didn't like that. But then finally, me and Oscar, we got to having being the best of buddies again. You know, he decided to. And I kind of feel like that sometimes around here. Yeah, God will cut your tail off, but he'll come around. It looks like I'm messing this thing up, and I better sit down. But I do love God, don't you? I'm glad I'm here. Let the Holy Ghost work in your life. I love you.
I wonder if how about us having the youth choir sing? I don't want y'all to get out of practice on us here. Brother Andrew Kennemer's here from Dallas today with us. We're glad he's here. And Brother Dave and Sister Gail from Republic. We're going back home first of the week. Start gathering stuff up to move to Little Rock. We're going to become Little Rockians. So keep praying for them. But God will help them. I'd like for the Lord to touch them in a special way and help them in their move. Pray for their family and their children. You know, it's hard to move away from your children and your grandkids. Brother Dave, he's got a little grandson that just melt your heart to get around him. And of course, I just believe they'll all kind of be coming south here before too long, but let's pray for them, because it's mentioned too while the youth's getting ready to sing. I mentioned about the trip, and I told them to take up a gas offering. That's the way we've always done it. Is when you go on a trip, you know, just about probably $10 a person will pay for all the gas down there and back. So give your children enough to help out on that if you would on their trip down there to Dallas and back. Be a very inexpensive way. I'm looking forward. I'm still praying if the Lord will let us have a church bus. there's some trouble to have, but there's some wonderful things can happen on bus trips. And I expect our youth group just to keep growing and growing. I wish we had 2 youth buses. It'd be completely full to go places together on. So look at this youth group. Isn't this a beautiful group?
Oh, glory, hallelujah, oh. we're inviting the Holy Ghost to come in. Appreciate that good song. Glory, hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost come in. That's what we want. And we know that with God's Spirit and His power, then we can help, we can work for Him. We can live for God, and we can be His servants. We can try to do His will, and with His Spirit, and then we can do His will. We can be God's, eventually be like Him. That's what we're trying to do. That's our endeavor, Brother Jerry, is to be like Jesus. And He's provided for us what we need to be like Him. He's given us, but we have to seek it and reach out for it, receive it, the things that God have for us. You know, we have to have our heart open to the Lord. Like I said, we have to open every door and window to invite the Lord to make no reservations about the things of God. We are to be open to Him for God to help us and let His Spirit reside in our lives and help us to go. We can't, in this world, it's so depressing in this world. If you listen to what's going on in the world, I don't listen to all of it. I just get bits and pieces just to kind of stay on board, you know, what's going on. But I can't feed on these things out there. It's so depressing. I mean, it really. I pity people that live on the news and all the things that's going on. I know we have to stay abreast of what's going on, but I don't just feed on those things because it's depression. I know if I can begin to, like today, begin to come in here and feel God's Spirit and fellowship with God's people, like-minded people that are opening their hearts to the Lord to let God do something for us, you know, something beyond this world that we're living in. Jesus mentioned to His disciples, you know, that's meat you can eat for the natural, but He had something that He feeding on that was not of this world. His meat was not of this world. And that's what we're trying to elevate our minds to, where we can begin to feed on things that God has for us. And really, I mean, that's what keeps us. I mean, that's our keeping power, is the things that God have, His power, His Spirit. So we invite Him, the Holy Ghost, to come on in. You know, hallelujah, come in, Lord, and help us today. You know, this is what we have is today. Like Brother Jerry said, we don't know about tomorrow, but we do have today. So let's thank God for this day and begin to reach out to Him. I appreciate His good Spirit, His presence that He gives us. And Brother Smith is reminding us and helping us Bible study and helping us to stay on board. It's not get sidetracked, you know, just begin to let the Lord, you know, open it up so we can reach out and we can all feel after God in our lives. And one of these days, you know, I think of John being on the Isle of Patmos, and he didn't have a lot of his disciple friends around him. He was by himself. Sometime I think, you know, God has given us and things in our lives, and we've heard the gospel as much as we have. I mean, we may not have heard everything, the full gospel as far as a restored church, but we've heard a lot of God's word. We've heard a lot of things about God. And suppose you were out somewhere on an island, somewhere where you had to live on what you have received already. That's all you got. That's all you're going to have to live on, what you received. I think about that sometimes. You know, God has blessed us. He's given us a lot of things. This is what He has already given us. You know, we can go a long ways if we begin to feed on it and begin to magnify it and begin to meditate on the things that God has already given us. And even if I did have to live on an island without anybody else, I believe that God has given me enough to be able to survive if I'll just live by it, you know, and continue to let those things grow in my life. So I'm just so thankful that we're here today. And we're here to lift up God's name and praise and worship. We sang another song about praise. His name, by being everything. What was that about? He is everything Now, that song just before the praise. He's my all. No, there's a chorus we were singing just beginning after the band number. With all my heart, you know, that's the thing. You know, that doesn't leave anything out, you know. I began to worship God, you know, with all our hearts. And we was talking about, I don't want to forget, it wasn't a theme, but in a youth meeting. God can do anything with anything. I don't want to forget that. I that go over my mind every night. I read in Jeremiah what Jeremiah said, you know, that nothing is too hard for God. So I try to connect all these things together because, you know, we're talking about someone that has no limitations, you know, and he's the God we're serving. If we begin to get in his favor, I feel like God has favored us here in Little Rock. You know, I'm thinking of him dealing with Brother Smith about, you know, becoming a pastor of this church in Little Rock. I was telling someone, I said, God has favored us here in Little Rock. And I'm thankful today. And you know, just I know, you know, that thing going on, but maybe it's you know, but I feel like God is helping us. And I just happened to be here, you know, when Brother Tuck was here. And I remember Brother Lineker here was here. But God has not forgotten us, and I'm so thankful today, you know, for God, what God's blessings and his mercy. And I want to work with God. I want to work and recognize what God is doing. And what God is putting his blessings on. And Brother Tucker taught us so much. You know, I know I forgot a lot of what he's taught us, but how to watch God and see what God blesses. You know, he used to talk about, you know, even in just a service, you know, songs, testimonies, and just watch what God blesses. You know, if you can just do that, you know, you can kind of watch what God is doing. And I just, you know, helping us to be sensitive to what God is doing and sensitive to the Spirit of God. And I appreciate that. You know, pointing out things. You know, sometimes you may not have noticed, you know, but somebody points something out to you and say, yeah, you know, that's right. That's true. You begin to watch. Begin to watch. And that's what we're doing. And I think we get a lot of help to how to work with God. Not just work for him, but work with him. And work with God and what he's doing. Get in tune with the Lord. You know, I want to, you know, like this poem about, you know, our life can be out of tune. But if we begin to let the master touch our life, you know, like this tune about the old violin, you know, that was so out of tune it sounded like until the master got a hold to it, you know, began to play it. So that's what we're doing. We're allowing the master to touch our lives. You know, a life that's so out of tune. But when God touches our life, you know, he can help us. He can get us in tune. That's what I want to be. I want to be in tune with the Lord. You know, I want to be in tune with what God is doing. You know, really nothing else matters. Sometimes, you know, you get in this world here and you know, a lot of things going on. But really what does matter is what God is doing. And that's what I want to focus on. You know, what really matters, you know. You know, you spend, who was that brother, Sister Oaks' brother, was talking about 24 hours a day. You know, everybody get 24 hours a day. And it's just what you do with your 24 hours that God gives you. And I want to keep mine as much as possible, you know, focused on the things of God. And be able to let God help us, you know, in the things that he's providing for us. So God is providing for us. So we're going to pray today for God's people. My brother Smith mentioned Sister Jackie Tucker needs our prayer. Her family with her today. They got quite a bit of her family there, so they don't need any visitors today, but they appreciate everybody that have come to visit her and lifting her up and trying to encourage her. But right today, they got all the family there, and they just want us to pray for her. Keep praying for the family, and keep them on your heart.
Brother Tally, yes, I know sir. You know this, but they've moved her in the house in with Francis.
Francis' house.
Her liver is shutting down. I mean, her kidneys, and she's she's kind of turning yaller, and they've called hospice in, and so they're just trying to keep her comfortable. They say that she's, this cancer is, there's nothing they can do for it, but they just want to keep her comfortable. But Brother and Sister Weiniger and I were over there this week, and she's just in good spirits and just as jolly as she normally is and seems to be comfortable. So, but they do have her in the house. So if you go to see her, you need to call Francis and set a time.
Yes. Work with them. Please. All right. So let's mention our other needs, Sister Crow. That will happen, okay. Pray for Sister Crow's sister, Brother Dodson, Sister Catherine. Remember Sister Catherine today. Pray for her. All right, Sister Rattler. Okay. All right. Sister Brenda, that's your daughter, right? All right, remember Sister Rattler's family and Sister Brenda, especially. Pray for her. She's passing a stone, you saying? Okay. Okay. All right, remember Sister Brenda. Brother Daniel had a prayer request about his neighbors. Nathan and Beth Reed, Brother Daniel's neighbors, and he wanted us to pray for them. All right. Brother Kevin. Okay. What's his name? Okay.
David Manreed.
Okay. All right. Remember that need then. All right, Sister Abraham. All right. Remember Sister Abraham's family and unspoken request. All right. Sister Ann. Yes. All right. Remember that. Her brother and his wife. Sister Brittany. Okay, remember Andrew, infection in the knee. All right, Sister Brent, Sister Linda. Okay, remember my Brother Stan. Pray for him, and Philip and Jennifer out of town. All right, let's take these requests to the Lord, Brother Ray. All right. Remember Brother Sister Susan and Brother Ray, Sister Joshua. All right, Joshua. All right. Okay, let's take our
Brother
need.
Brother Tally, before we, I've just been having a feeling come to my mind about three times, so I don't want to override it. I just have a feeling to fast. To call y'all. I'm wondering how many people in here would fast a meal this week for Sister Leanna. I'd like to, for us to fast and ask God to do something special. Would you fast 1 week with us, this one meal this week, and pray, find a time to ask God. God, would you do something special and help us? That's God's child, saints. Let's lift her up to the throne of heaven. See if God would work a miracle. Let's pray for her today, too.
Appreciate that very much. Appreciate that. I wish I understood everything, but I don't. But God knows all about it. All right. Let's stand and take these needs to the Lord. Ask that God help his people. Oh, Jesus. Father in heaven, thank you, God, this day for your mercy. Thank you, God, for helping us. Lord, we pray that you help us.
Precious Lord.
Lord, we pray that you touch your knee to this day, Mr. Jack and Tucker. Lord, the family. Give them strength today. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your will be done, Lord.
Oh, blessed be our Lord. Jesus. Praise
help
your
us, Lord. He come, I'm a holy.
Thank you, Lord.
He shall have a holy come. Precious Savior, precious Savior.
Oh, Jesus.
My God, and Sister Jackie.
Oh, blessed be your
Sister Catherine, Lord, touch her and help her.